From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Hey, everybody. It's Amy A., your host for the Captain's Log Project. I'm going to start off a little differently because I found some new life forms in Tucson, and I don't think I can fully grasp it, but they're talking animals. Apparently, the animals at Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary here in town talk. Yeah, I know. Kind of interesting, right? Is it like a weird thing that happened recently? Well, more will be revealed, and we'll certainly have questions. But the first three logs on the show tonight are all from animals at the Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary here in Tucson.
Captain's Log, stardate 18 August 2020, Annabelle Goat, in charge at Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary. I've been here a little over a year. I kind of am in self-quarantine. COVID doesn't bother me much because I kind of like to do my own thing. There's a lot of other animals here. There's goats, there's sheep, there's cows, ducks, chickens, pigs, you name it. I kind of hang out, keep an eye on them all. I do my own thing. I like to climb on the haystack. I like to eat when I feel like it. Sometimes I go visit those other goats and hang out under their shade, but mostly I kind of do my own thing. So my social distance status is pretty much intact at my own choosing. What do? I like to eat. I like to nap. I like to headbutt that dog when he comes out. He bugs me. He comes over and he smells me and stuff. He doesn't understand my horns are deadly weapons. So basically I jump up on the hay trailer and I headbutt him. He might lose an eye. It's okay, man. He chose his life. So as far as social distance, I try to social distance, but sometimes that dog bugs me. And then some of those other goats, they try to get into my feed. So I kind of just try to distance myself as much as possible. I'm not worried much about the virus. I don't want mom to get sick or farm grandma, because of course they bring the hay and pay the water bill and all that stuff. But we don't get many visitors these days, and that's kind of sad. I used to do lots of events. I was at the Fairy Festival. I've been to Woofstock, man. I'm like the only goat around that goes to all these dog venues, and you know, like I wear my tutu and my horn and I look like a unicorn, or I wear a tie-dye shirt and I'm all cool. I'm kind of a local celebrity, really. I have my own Facebook page and stuff, and people just admire my beauty. I just have to be that way. I have to express myself. I have to share, you know, my beauty and my intelligence, and I let people pet me. Kids like to have pictures taken with me, and so that's kind of depressing because we really aren't doing any events or anything, but hopefully everything is going to get better soon if people would wear those masks. I won't wear a mask. I'll eat a mask now. That's not a problem for me, but that's basically what's going on my starship, and my starship is a big old stack of hay right now, so I gotta get back to it. Signing off.
Captain's log, 18 August 2020. Norman Squeetis, checking in from Hoofs and Horns Farm. My name's Norman Squeetis. I was named after Norman Reedus. If you're a Walking Dead fan, you'll know the reference. Basically, I'm a pig. I've lived here for quite a while. I enjoy the mud. I enjoy dinner twice a day, treats sometimes. I'm not really doing a whole heck of a lot in quarantine. I'm hanging out with my buddies because we're all pretty safe and healthy, so no need for us to wear a mask. We don't really go anywhere, do anything, don't really encounter anybody. Now that I'm thinking about that, it's kind of depressing because we have students here and I like belly rubs and I like treats and we have visitors who come and students and all sorts of people used to come and visit us, but I guess we're trying to keep farm grandma from getting COVID. And of course, if mom gets sick, who's going to throw the hay and the grain and basically rub my belly? I guess that's what I'm stuck with now is just mom rubbing my belly. I don't know. I'm kind of starting to get depressed now that I think about it. I really didn't think COVID was really affecting me too much, but now that I think all those belly rubs, those students and visitors and people used to come and admire my handsome face and try to kiss me on the snout. I didn't like that very much, but I did like those belly rubs, darn it. And so I don't know. I'm kind of hoping this whole thing will be over soon and maybe people will wear masks and we'll all be safe and everybody will be around to get back to normal.
Captain's log, stardate 18 August 2020. Captain Kai, livestock guardian dog, stationed at Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary, Tucson, Arizona. I've been in quarantine now for 10 minutes. I have to chase off coyotes. I have to patrol. I bark. I mark my territory. I keep coyotes, bobcats, you name it, any kind of pests away from these animals. I am bonded. I'm secure. I love these animals. I guard them with my life. What am I doing? I nap. I look like I'm doing nothing, but that's all part of the plan. That way when the coyote or a bobcat comes by, starts thinking he's gonna snack on one of my goats, or even just steal a chicken out of my yard, he gets the surprise of his life. What am I eating? Right now, I snack on a little dog kibble when I feel the urge, but that don't mean I'm not going to eat a coyote if he gets in my way or he tries to hurt one of my herd members. I'm feeling pretty good about this COVID stuff because I'm a big tough guy and I make sure that nothing gets onto this property. I'm not going to let no virus get to my animals or farm grandma or my mama or anybody else on this property, and I'm gonna make sure of it.
Is there any anybody out there. Is there anybody out there? Out there.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, stardate August 17th, 2020. This is Amy Frost, KXCI Music Mix Programmer, with a Captain's Log update. I have been in isolation since the third week of March. It's easy for me to mark the beginning of my family's social distancing because my younger daughter had two friends sleep over on March 14th to celebrate her birthday, and that was the last non-socially distanced thing anyone in my family did. My daughters and I, and my ex-husband, with whom they spend half their time, are still being very careful and following CDC guidelines to the letter. We don't go into other people's houses, and no one comes into our house. We cut each other's hair. I weigh the risk of having repairs and maintenance done, car checkups, a running toilet, and I invariably decide that these things can wait just a little longer. We haven't traveled except for a one-night trip to Flagstaff in our camper. I buy groceries once a week and have made a handful of trips to the drugstore and hardware store. Twice this summer, I've given blood. My daughters and I have also seen a few friends briefly outdoors and at a distance. My visits with friends stopped when the heat became unbearable. My older daughter took U of A online classes all summer and has two part-time jobs that both transitioned to online back in March. My younger daughter spends a lot of time sketching, working out, listening to music, and teaching herself Hebrew from a book. I do the Wednesday morning music mix on KXCI. I record for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio station for the visually impaired. And I am almost finished narrating a young adult audiobook for an organization called Learning Ally. My daughters and I do horse chores together at the ranch where our horse boards. We also take turns being in charge of dinner. One person develops the menu and captains the food production, and the other two help. It's a lot of fun being in the kitchen together. And, of course, we spend a ridiculous amount of time on Netflix and YouTube. I'm feeling frustrated and confused and sometimes angry. I still don't know anyone in Tucson who's had the virus. My mother, my aunt and uncle, and my father and his wife, all in their 80s, see friends, travel, and pretty much live their lives as usual, just adding a mask when they're in public places and it's required. I see friends on social media, traveling and hanging out unmasked with people they don't live with. I feel more than a little jealous and left out. But I have a public health background, and I know that the only way to end a pandemic, barring the introduction of a well-tested vaccine, is to stay distant from one another so that the virus can't make the leap from old host to new host. I remain with my daughters, my cats, my horse, my ex-husband, and the internet in deep space.
Captain's log, stardate 256453, hike. While exploring the outer reaches of the radio dial on a planet called Earth, we came across an unusual broadcast by Mr. Bob Girth, who hosts a show called The Hub on 91.3 megahertz frequency modulation, the left end of the dial, most rare. Let's listen now to this rare recording that we were able to find. Hey, hey, how you doing? Hey, it's Bob. Bob Girth, host of The Hub? Yeah, that Bob. So anyway, I'm quarantined at home, which is fine. I love being here at the Casa Roberto with my dog, Buddy. Hey, Buddy, say hi. Say hi. Buddy's shy. So anyway, I'm here. I'm fine. This whole quarantine thing, though, has got me thinking. Everything in life is a circle representing the cycle of death and rebirth. Life is a series of aimless drifting, wandering, and mundane water treading, the wheel of life. All things arise from the center, past, present, and future are interwoven in a tapestry of flow and movement. What comes around goes around. The spirit line is the path for the weaver's spirit to leave the rug. A Navajo weaver assumes that their spirit goes into the rug he or she is weaving. It's a literal belief in putting one's heart and soul into it. Once the border is in place, a portion of the weaver's spirit remains trapped in the rug. So the weaver, as the work progresses, weaves in a single strand that at first glance seems to be either a flaw or a mistake. This spirit line allows the weaver's spirit a path of escape. In a sense, then, the escape from the dark fear of death, as is our want. Anyway, got a little deep there. Quarantine's making me crazy. I'll try and check in next week. Thanks. Live long and, well, I guess it isn't really prosper anymore. It's just live long and survive. Over and out.
This is Amber in Tucson, Arizona. Captain's log, stardate 8/18/2020.
Currently in month 5 of a self-imposed stay-at-home order, venturing out only for essential supplies for me and my partner and our parents, all of whom are extra susceptible to the virus because of their ages and medical conditions. These trips to the store feel like a military operation. I get all loaded up with my gear. I check and review lists designed to maximize efficiency and minimize time in the store. And I mentally prepare myself for moments of fear and frustration when I encounter people unwilling to wear a mask in public. It's hard to not take it personally sometimes. But people are mostly kind and courteous and good, despite the weird stories we see in our news feeds. And I do cherish the small connections and single-serving friends that you make out in the wild just by talking to people. A cashier at Sprouts Grocery Store completely made my day recently just by being present and light through my whole checkout as I loaded several boxes of cookies and danishes onto the conveyor belt. My dad told me to go crazy in the bakery section, I tell her. You think I did okay? I don't know, she says. I don't see any cinnamon rolls. Have you had our cinnamon rolls? You might want to go back. The bagger, meanwhile, is expertly packing my groceries. He, too, is making a tangible difference in my day just by making it easier to get my food home. I reflect on how these folks have been deemed essential workers and hope that we recognize these people not just for the action of their work, but that we can also honor the humanity and spirit that they so often bring to a job that does not require it. My job these days seems to be to stay home and stay sane. I'm one of the lucky ones for whom being unemployed hasn't been a devastation. It's been actually a strange gift that's reconnected me with family and friends and rekindled creativity and allowed time for new projects and activism. On a good day, anyway. I also worry about health and money. I watch hours of shows I've already seen, and I cry on a dime. I can't tell you that I'm leveling up and ascending into my higher conscious self, the way the well-intentioned spiritual folks on my Instagram feed have suggested that I do with this time. But I can tell you that the cinnamon rolls at Sprouts are delicious.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary animals Annabelle the Goat, Norman Squeetus the Pig, and Kai the Guard Dog. We also heard a check-in log from KXCI DJ Amy Frost, and new logs from KXCI DJ Bob Girth and local artist and comedian Amber. Thank you for sharing your life with us today, Annabelle, Norman, Kai, Amy, Bob, and Amber, sending good thoughts your way. As for music, you heard songs from Huron, LP, Pink Floyd, Herbal, Larry G, and Tina Day. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. You can submit your own log for a future show by emailing me at amya@kxci.org. It's easy and I can help you if you are new to recording. I'd really love to hear from you. I'm Amy A. signing off for tonight, reminding you to buy some stamps from the post office and write a long letter to someone you love.
Live long and prosper.